I never, ever saw people in total despair. We kept thinking, well, we're the psychiatrists. There's got to be stress reaction going on all over the place. But we didn't see it. We saw this. We saw joy. We saw acceptance. And just some unbelievable thank you for allowing me to suffer. I mean, you don't see that in your life. It meant more to me as a human being than a doctor. No, this was a spiritual moment. This was a moment that showed me what the soul is, if there's a soul. It showed me what human beings are capable of doing in the slings and arrows and the abomination of disease that we see. It showed me a spark in humanity that I had never really appreciated, because I'd never seen people wiped out so badly and respond in such a way.
So I pick up my camera and I'm videotaping the song, and there's probably just a mass of people in the middle of the tent surrounding this guy playing on his guitar, and they're all singing and dancing and clapping. And all around them, in four rows of cots, were patients in their cots with their arms above their heads, waving and clapping along to the tune of the music. And I remember panning my camera around and trying to capture the mood of the room, not just the people singing in the center, and kind of was struck by how everybody that couldn't get up because of their injuries, they were still singing and clapping along. I remember specifically one lady that had a femur fracture and she couldn't get up, but she was clapping with her hands clapping above her head and singing along. It was the first time I had walked into one of those tents and had a sense of hope that these people were going to come out of the situation and survive, because they still had the strength to be able to sing and be happy. To be happy. I was just struck by the strength of their spirit, because I know if I were in their situation, I would be really, really depressed and much less singing. I couldn't believe it.
To have a population of people who obviously are just completely devastated. They've lost their homes. Their country has fallen apart. They don't know where their family members are. They're missing one or two limbs. They're burned. They're suffering. They have very little to eat. To have anybody in that state give gratitude, it alters what I value in the capacity of a human being. For me, it is a testament to what human valor is. And by far, in Haiti, it is incomparable to any other population or culture that I've had the opportunity to work with. It really puts into perspective how we live here in the States.
When Wilma came over, it came right over our house. And that's exactly what it was like. It was like the eye of a hurricane. Yeah, that's a good analogy. Think about yourself in a hurricane. There's rain going across horizontally. Suddenly you see an air mattress or some other part of a roof or something going across the horizon horizontally too. And all of a sudden, the rain stops. The flying debris stops. And you look at the edge of the window. You realize nothing is happening. You open up the door, and the skies are clear. And you think, wow, we're safe again. And then all of a sudden, the music stops, and you realize the rain has started again. And the dancing has stopped, and the wind has started going, and you hear in the back of the house, David Pitcher, get back in the house, and you realize it's time to get back to work at changing wounds and dressings and things, and go cower into the hallway and endure the rest of the hurricane. Was that mixing it up too much?